The government wants all new passenger vehicles to have technology to prevent rollovers within 6 years. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the technology, known as Electronic Stability Control, or ESC, could save thousands of lives every year. NPR's Kathleen Schalk has the story.
The government says electronic stability control is the most promising safety technology since the seatbelt.
This technology could save up to 10,000 Americans annually.
That's National Highway Traffic Safety Administrator Nicole Nason.
Our estimates show that this technology could prevent up to 250,000 injuries. So it really is extraordinary.
This morning, Nason used a video to demonstrate the difference electronic stability control can make. In the video, cars without ESC spin out of control, while cars with the technology swerve slightly and right themselves quickly. Electronic stability control senses when a vehicle is beginning to skid or spin. A sensor on the steering wheel figures out which way the driver wants to go. A second sensor determines where the car is actually headed, according to David Champion, director of automobile testing for Consumer Reports.
If there's a misalignment between the direction of the car and the angle of the steering wheel, in other words, the car is sliding and not going on its intended path, it works out which brakes to put on to bring the vehicle back into line.
It can also cut the power of the engine to stop a skid. Consumer groups and automotive trade groups agree with government regulators that electronic stability control works really well. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has found that it reduces the risk of fatal single-vehicle rollovers by nearly 80%. Gloria Bergquist, vice president of the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, says the technology was first developed in the 1990s.
And it became available on more and more models. But it's really only been in the past year or two where there were enough vehicles on the road that we could see the real-world benefits and potential.
Now this technology comes as standard equipment on a third of new vehicles, especially luxury cars, vans, pickup trucks, and SUVs. Consumers can also choose it as an option, but many don't know to ask for it because automakers call it by different names. David Champion of Consumer Reports says high-end radios and leather seats are often a more appealing option.
If the only thing that you see for your $600 is a little light on the dashboard and maybe a button that you may use or you may not use, people are less apt to option to pay for it unless they really see it as a success.
The government estimates that making electronic stability control standard will only add between $1 and $300 to the cost of each vehicle. Gloria Bergquist of the Auto Industry Trade Group says any technology that saves this many lives is too good to pass up.
You know, a lot of the safety rulemakings that are taking place now may be saving an estimated 100 lives a year. So that just shows you how dramatic this technology is and the potential benefits.
Some manufacturers plan to beat the government's 2012 deadline. This week, Ford announced it would equip its entire fleet with electronic stability control by the end of 2009, and General Motors plans to do it a year later. This rule is being enacted faster than most. Safety advocates say they only wish it would take effect even sooner. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.